Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
The King James Version. Matthew chapter 6, starting from verse 22. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy body, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee is darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. For you cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, for they do not sow, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit to his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? Wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. For sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right, let's begin our exhortation from here. First of all, I want to present to you that these are the very words of our Lord Jesus Christ. And anything that the Lord says, they are not suggestions. They are instructions for living. Which means that there are certain things that do not fall to you because you are prayerful. They fall to you because you take heed to these instructions. If you are listening to me, the things of God are not hard. The reason why they look hard is because somebody is preaching it and making it complicated. If you claim to know something spiritually and you cannot teach it to a child, you don't know it. If somebody has to be so matured spiritually before they can listen to you, then you have a problem. When Jesus spoke to farmers, he used agricultural terms. When he spoke to the Pharisees, he used scriptural terms. The goal of Jesus Christ was to ensure that he communicated with whoever came across his path. And in this scripture, he has stated very clearly how he wants us to lead our lives, regardless of the economic situations of our country. And this scripture is very apt today because of the challenges that are going on in Nigeria, and not just in Nigeria, all over the world. You know, was it last Sunday I was saying, did I say Trump is coming? I don't know, I just said something. I said something out of mind. I perceive we might be seeing the second coming of Trump. And I perceive that there will be a shaking somewhere in the UK, and somebody who is holding that seat, there will be two shakings in the UK. One will be in the palace, the other will be in the government house. But I rest my case. So it's very important for you to pay attention. Jesus many times will say, take heed. Several times in scripture, you will hear, take heed. What are some of the things we are asked to take heed? He said, take heed how you hear. Because your ears are a gateway into your soul. If you are praying for a husband, or you are trusting God for a husband, and you meet your friend that you have not seen in the last 5 years, and please may I tell you that because somebody was your friend 5 years ago does not mean that you are still going to be best friends. People change. In fact, it's easier to change for the worse than it is to change for the better. So before you introduce that person and say, oh, meet my best friend, you better confirm the way you left her is the way you have met him, because people change. So if you meet your friend and your friend says, why not married? Look, let me tell you, nobody is perfect. Every marriage is going through its own crisis. Just marry one and carry your cross. Like, everybody is smiling. Everybody presents their best foot forward on Facebook. But you are the one who know what you are going through. So just marry. Is it Chike? Marry him. Chike is not married. You are not married. Just marry. Yes, I agree with you to an extent, except that Chike will be the reason why you have a short lifespan. So that's the problem. There is a sense in which what she's saying makes a lot of sense, but it doesn't make complete sense. So if you listen to a Hitler, you will kill Jews. If you listen to many people in the US today, you will begin to, including pastors, you begin to feel like it's okay to be gay. Because after, when you gave your life to Christ, it was your spirit that became saved. The problem with being homosexual is not that you are not born again. The problem with being an homosexual is that the Holy Spirit said, your bodies is the temple of the Holy Spirit, not your spirit. There is a level of ownership that God lays upon you when you receive Christ. But you see, that Jesus coming into your heart is the easiest part. But Jesus taking over your body requires warfare. There will be contention. Because sometimes your mind is wild. Why do you have Christians who can't forgive? Why do you have Christians who speak in tongues 3 hours fast, but they gossip? It's a problem for others, not for them. If I gossip, it's okay for me, but if you gossip, it's a sin. So who you listen to matters. If you listen to the word of righteousness, you will notice that your appetite for sin will start changing. It will start flowing towards the things of God, righteous things. But if you listen to me preach on righteousness, and I'm so sorry, I've been boring you people since the beginning of this year. But if you listen to messages on righteousness, holiness, then you say, this pastor is, Wala is too much. You now have your friends in the office that you talk about trending things and all of that. And you're always making videos on Instagram. Be, My message may be very relevant to you, but you see, who you give your ears to will determine what rules you. But you have to be careful. You are not spiritual because you are in church. You are spiritual because you have adopted that choice of life anywhere you are. I was at a Christian school yesterday, and somebody asked a question here: do you people play secular music? And they said, well, you know, you cannot totally rule it out. It's just that we try to go through the songs to be sure that the songs are not the worldly songs. They are secular, but I just opened my Coke and Fanta. I started sipping. Because I realized that no matter what I do for my children, they will have to fight their own battles for their generation. So please, who you listen to matters. Please, if you have your note, write that down. It's important for you to appreciate this statement, because Jesus has made some very bold statements here. And I want us to consider verse 22. Our Lord Jesus says that the light of the body is the eye. Matthew 6:22. If therefore, and you notice this scripture has a lot of therefore and wherefores, which means therefore, consequent upon the previous statement, then I say this: you have heard it was said, you can put away your wife according to the law of Moses, but I say to you, that is, I'm trying to reverse what Moses said. But if I say therefore, based on verse 1, then verse 2. If you read verse 2 without verse 1, some plugins will be missing. There are certain things we call plugins. The software will not work well, or you may not be able to optimize that particular software. Look at what Jesus said. He said the eye of the body is the eye. The light of the body is the eye. That means your illumination. The weight of information that comes to a man through the eyes can be so strong that they will influence his daily decision. You may not like a particular brother, but if you keep talking to him every day, you start feeling very different. You feel very different. In fact, you'll be shocked that you've not been talking to him for so long. Like, wow, Ike is so nice. Chike is so nice. But somewhere in your mind, you thought he was the demon of the ancient order of Angel Moroni. But now that you're talking to Chike, you're like, wow, this guy is actually not bad. Because when you are talking to people, your eyes are processing and analyzing several data at the same time. You are getting illumination. You are discovering more about this particular item or this particular person, or this office. When I came for my interview, it was like a very good office, but after 1 week of it, you'll be like, I'm in the lion's den. Can you relate? You now realize all those people that say you're welcome to ABC International, like they are literal demons. Those people, like, you just greet them and they don't even answer. Like, I was why you interviewed, and so what? You've collected the job. Please don't disturb my life. They will help you. You can't go to them and say, oh, please, how do you do this? They don't care. But when we are marketing you, I want to collect your money. Come and buy this land. This land is close to Dangote. After you buy the land, now realize that they've been fighting on that land since 200 years ago. Your eyes are always synthesizing and analyzing data. And that's why Jesus said, the way the eyes synthesize information is through light. Through what? Through light. He was trying to use the physical eyes to explain this concept to us. So you must be very careful. You must pay attention. In this economic challenge, where a paint rubber of rice is, what was your last price? What was the last price you people bought? Those of you that bought rice, six. No, no, no. They paint, paint. 6,000. Okay. So somebody last night said, told us that by this money we add. He has determined that we add something to it. It will be 8,000. But it's not. It wasn't 8,000 last night. He just told us that by this money he's going to add. He's going to move it to 1,800. He just determines the price. I think that's what they call free market, Abi. Just wake up and tell yourself it's 1,800. They have a WhatsApp group. So they well, and if you go to the next shop, you'll meet the same price. So if you listen to that kind of information, your eyes can begin to synthesize a kind of light that tells you you are stuck. Please, are you with me? Somewhere here, you're like, ah, how are we going to make it in Nigeria? Those of you that are planning to travel, you now look at the money in your hands. It's not even enough again. Because now you need times four of what you thought you were looking for to even take a stroll to the airport. Jesus is trying to tell you, if you want divine help, what you focus on matters. Don't focus on lack. Focus on abundance. Because your eyes process information through what? Light. That light is a kind of knowledge. It's a kind of knowledge. If you go online and you always focus on watching live streams of people who are divorced or who are not married, or people who say men are scam or scum, but you keep choosing those type of men. Eh? So both of you have a problem. Somebody is the scum, somebody is choosing the scum. So both of you need counseling and deliverance. Not just counseling and deliverance, because your ability to choose is so poor that even by default you choose a scum. If you listen to people who are always depressed, nobody knows the trouble I see. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. You stay in the house with that person for 1 week, and the only way you know is awake, you start singing. Nigeria, jaga, jaga. Everything scatter, scatter. Ba, ba, boom. One shot. Some of you are short, I know that song. Those are the songs we sing when we want to start spiritual warfare. So when you listen to that kind of a song, you may not know you are being programmed subliminally. In this season, I want to appeal to every child of God. Choose what your eyes focuses on. Because the way your eyes are trained, they are trained in a way to analyze those data quietly. Your eyes will be processing. You are looking at this lady's always showing up on your feed. She's always talking about useless men. Always talking about it. You now realize that you are not even interested in marriage. Who marriage help? There are people that are not married and they are already planning to be divorced. There's a brother recently who said, even if she does anyhow, the wedding is next 2 weeks. So I will leave her. They are not married. He's already planning to leave. So you know, when you are in a relationship, try to check the mental health of the person you are dealing with. I'm not joking. Not people. Most of us make poor decisions because we look at faces. Most of the extremely pretty ladies have nothing in their head. Nothing. That's why they invest so much on the external. Nothing. No, nothing. You cannot. Okay, so what can you do? Nothing. That's why they fight so hard. They will die to be in the gym. They will do everything. Because the only product they have is this body. And some of those who are the most interesting and very wonderful wives and whatever, they cannot compete with those ladies. Because you are developing yourself, you are making yourself a person of value. So if your best friend or your neighbor, you moved into a neighborhood where everybody goes to the gym because of a particular figure they are targeting. But the girl has foundation problem. And they don't have normal names, so. Annabelle, they have, they, you see, they have names that hide their spiritual foundation. You will never see that thing if you don't observe. You have to, for your eyes to process intentionally, you have to deliberately focus your gaze. Like, your dad is the first son, Abby, of his father. I say yes. And you notice his dad is very sickly and struggling. What about your dad? He was the first, your grandfather too was the first son. Wow, where is he? He's in the village, but he's very sick. First born. Huh? You're also the first born. Say, oh. But the name is what? Franklin. Name is Michael. Robert. You have to be careful. For this, your revelation eyes. I was sharing with us some months ago that one of the prophetic tools, we call it prophetic codes, is what? Focus. If I want to know something prophetically, even while I'm ministering, I just start looking at the person. And I may be single, I'll just be looking at that person. Spiritually, I'm focusing on you. Before I know, I'll start knowing things about you. So be careful how you use your eyes. Because whether you like it or not, your eyes are always synthesizing and analyzing data and downloading it in the raw file. 50 gig, 100 gig. Meanwhile, your own storage, whatever, is down. You only have, the thing is saying error. You have just 200 MB left and your eyes are still downloading every data. That's why, for instance, you are struggling with lust and everything. You cannot be chatting with women always, even if you are talking about prayer. You cannot be watching high school movies, all those American high school movies, where the only thing they do is sing, dance, and fall in love. You cannot do all those things. You'll be watching war film, war. You have to train your eyes. The eyes can be trained. Most of us who are struggling with sin today, it is this eye. The light that is coming, the knowledge, the illumination, the revelation that is coming into our eyes is too much for our soul to handle. So we cannot break out of sin. We cannot break out of lack. We are always thinking, this Nigeria, we are stuck. And God is saying, my daughter, I've called you to abundance. For God to change the way the Israelites were seeing themselves in the land of bondage, the night before they left, he told them, stand, you will not sit again. Pack your bags. You are eating this Passover meal on your feet. The people had been in so much bondage before God and their conscience. They didn't even know how the deliverance will happen. But God said, well, stand. God had to reprogram them. Say, stand. Just stand. You just see everybody in the whole community standing in front of the house. What's wrong with these people? It's like they have started their ritual again. This is the last one you will see. And when the Lord told them, he said, anoint your doorpost. But how did he tell them to anoint it? He said, anoint it. You know, the way we used to see, I used to imagine it is like, if this was my door, I will anoint the top of the door, right? But that's not what they said the Lord told them to do. Anoint the door. Shape of the cross. That's what God told them. Because Jesus also is our Passover lamb. And when he came to die, he will die on the cross. Everything in the Old Testament is symbolic of Christ. If you read the Old Testament and you don't find Christ, you didn't read it well. Hallelujah. You must see abundance. If not, the situation around you will overwhelm you. People wake up in their houses, in their rooms, and they start weeping because they don't know what, like, it's as if like you are being cornered. This is, even for those who are earning lots of money, the situation is actually scary. Like, Some of you have even thought of running to Ghana. There is no clear-cut sign. If you say we should suffer with you for a short time, what is your strategy that will convince me that, okay, this suffering is for a short time? No strategy. During the days of, what was that man, 1979? Shehu Shagari. Huh? When I see you as a president in this country, and you are wearing a big cap, I know there's nothing in your head. Yes. We've concluded that is because if you can't hold your own computer and type your mails, if you need a personal assistant to do it for you, if you can't read your mails, you can't lead this generation. Because this generation you want, they are talking above your head. The youngest amongst us, look at this right there, is playing with gadgets that I didn't have the opportunity to touch when I was his age. The smallest among them can operate an iPhone. They are not planning to buy a phone of 20,000. It's 120, 150, 250. They don't have a job, oh. You are not better than the leader you have chosen. That's why for all of you who took a stand in righteousness in the last election, God will secure you. The day the vengeance of the Lord will rise, and very soon, before this first tenure is over, there will be a first dose that they will receive. No power. The same way the angel of death visited Asrock and took Abacha out, and nobody could stop it. You will be in your house and you will hear it. If you want your nation back, you must be ready to fight. Yes. Both spiritually and physically. God told them, he said, anoint. Oh, and I see the day upon us. I see the day upon us in this land, in our lifetime, where your tribe will not mean anything again. In this land. It will only be, your tribe will only be useful for your best educate. It won't mean anything. I saw it this last 1 week. I saw it. I said, God, I long to see this day. You are Efik. Doesn't mean anything. Doesn't mean 2 cents. You are from Ibibio. You are from Oafia. Huh? You are from Isha. You are my brother. As long as you are Nigerian. And those days, they are closer than you think. Because a revolution is coming. And it will be the revolution of angels. There will be a clean sweep. You will see it. If my children want to live in this country, it will be their choice. Not because they are stuck. Change the way you think. The reason why you are bound is because of where your eyes are focused on. Come on, say, I only see abundance. Please prophesy to yourself, I only see abundance. I will not be stranded. I am coming out. I'm coming into a broad place of prosperity. Verse 24. The moment Jesus concluded this speech on light and darkness, and I'm trying to rush, the next thing he began to talk to us about, let me read verse 23 before I jump. He said, if your eye is evil, please give me another version, like a New Living Translation, or let's look at this verse again, or Amplified. Okay, look at this. You need to see this. You see, when we were talking about your eyes, it was God was talking about good and bad eyes. Your eyes are bad and you are still not wearing glasses. Okay. He said, but when your eye is bad, come on, say bad. Say, when your eye is bad, this is Jesus. Who, he said, your whole body, your destiny, even when people want to help you, you are unhelpable. There's darkness in your soul. You start a business today, you start another tomorrow, you are always, oh goodness. no clear cut direction. You are in darkness. You are in darkness. You are always doing things that will not work. It's like a default mode. You come in after the market is closed. You say when your eye is bad, that means when your eyes, your spiritual eyes, you are not able to process revelation, inspiration, illumination, divine thoughts and impressions. What did God say? He said your whole body. See, the impact of a bad eye is what? The whole body will be what? Your eyes are the most important part of it. They are your guide. If not, you fall into a ditch. Your eyes are very important. Sometimes your eye there may not necessarily mean having a vision. It may mean sitting down with your wife and having a conversation and say, okay, what do we do about this matter? Some people are in darkness because they will never take advice from their wives. Their father did not do it. He died at 45. Their grandfather did not do it. He died at 32. In their generation, women don't talk. Yet, when Jesus rose from the grave, it was a woman that saw him first. Peter, with all his anointing, ran. Ran. They say, okay, go and look for Peter. Eh? Tell him I have resurrected. Jesus had to send the woman. Because if Jesus has sent a man, they will not believe. Both the man he sent and the man they sent to will not believe. So he said, because, you know, women, we believe women. When you can, I saw him, I saw his glory. I said, okay, he has risen. Let's go back. He said, and if the light you think you have, look at that. This is what some people are crying about. Old information. Trying to run a country on analog. Trying to use Pentium 4. Pentium 2. And he said, it's still working, can do the job. Old refinery, can do the job. The refinery is 97 something. We can just repair it, we'll service it. But just don't worry, you see. Be importing for the next 4 years. We spoke about all these things still. And now some man, Fulani man, built another refinery in Lagos. Imagine that the only thing Buhari did for us was to build one refinery, just one. Don't do anything again. 8 years, build one. Every government that comes must build one. Don't do anything. Then recruit people who study engineering and tech to be coming there. Fix the roads with bitumen. On those states, has one of the largest deposits of bitumen in the world. Do they have a bitumen company? They are still struggling for who will be the next governor. That generation, God will judge them. They have destroyed this nation. That's what I told you people. If you want to go, go. There's no... When there was persecution in the land, the Christians fled out of Jerusalem, but the apostles stayed back. We will stay. There's no plan for you. You are your own local government chairman. And if you don't have what you think you have that you are calling light is Pentium 3, Pentium 4, that you are saying you have revelation, we have power in Jesus' name. That's what you have. And then you now have a leader. Where is Pentium 2? Give me that scripture. How deep? You see, now we are measuring the darkness in depth. Oh, somebody with me now. Your father fought everybody that could have helped him. Your grandfather fought everybody. He was known in the village as somebody that doesn't take nonsense. You people pride yourself that you don't take rubbish from anybody. Now you too, you started your business. You insulted your customer. Madam, it's just because of this. I don't take rubbish, show. I know my age. You see the way they are looking at you, they're bombastic. No matter what you do, you have to, if you don't have the stomach for it, for insult, there are some jobs and businesses you can't do. can't do. Just be a prayer warrior. Even when you pray for people, they ask you, are you God? And you pray, eh? Does it, are you God? They'll still insult you. this you see this, I think they say this generation for my children, they are Gen. No, they are not Gen C. Gen Alpha, but there's another acronym for them. These ones, you'll be alive when they will arrest all of you and jail. When they realize how much you people have sold their destiny. Because now we are measuring darkness in depth. You know Kankara. When you know Kankara, who knows Kankara here? You know ice block. In Hausa we call it Kankara. When you have ice inside freezer, mama, that you know for so long, eh? And there's no light, you're not using ice to cut through the, and if you are like my mother, she puts ice cubes in the freezer. She likes eating ice. Oh, it's because you've not lived in Bauchi State before. Where the sun is not rising in the sky, it's rising on your head. I lived in Sokoto, where as you are bathing, you are sweating. Who knows what that? Please, somebody. Oh, am I lying? I'm not saying you finish baiting, no. As you are baiting, oh goodness, there's a separation of water and fire. As you are wiping your forehead, you'll be seeing the sweat. We used to wonder, mommy and mama, stop putting, you know, those small ice blocks, cubes. So, you know, my mom said, I know what will kill me, and it's not sugar, it's this block. So let me eat it. Thank God she's over 17. So the question is, if we decide to measure the depth of your darkness and we want to help you, how deep are we going to have to dig? Are we digging into your parents? Are we going to dig till we get your grandparents? Are we going to dig? This thing that we are talking about, where did this trail start from? Is it possible that if we can do something about your knowledge base in Christ, that your Christianity is now built on how you see Jesus and not having Jesus as a sugar daddy? Because that's the gospel they sold to us. Come to Jesus, all your problem will be solved. But the Jesus we asked you to come to was killed at the age of 33. If you come, he'll give you long life. Hallelujah. Oh, long life in Jesus. Hallelujah. Huh? So why this man died at 33? Is there anybody who prays for his child to die at 33? What are you talking about? They hung him. Get the way. Oh, cool up. What cool? They stabbed so much, but water was coming from one side, blood was coming from another side. That's how neat the stab was. Are you going to live long by God's grace? But is that the reason to follow Jesus? No. How deep is your darkness? Next verse. Are you blessed this morning? This is an important area in this message. Jesus said, do you notice that before we got here, he was talking about light, illumination, your eye, your body, then the depth of darkness. Then he introduced a new matter. What did Jesus say? He said, no man. Come on, say no man. No bishop. No father. No mother. Nobody. You cannot have two masters. For all of you who have several fathers in the Lord. The apostle in Abuja is your father in the Lord. The one in the north is your father in the Lord. Anybody that is popular is your father in the Lord. Jesus said, no man. Even if you are not aware, you already have a master. Ah, Jesus. Even when you think you don't have a master, what has been apportioned to you? and it's not God. You can't choose God as your master by mistake. So by default, somebody would have been apportioned. Jesus said, no man, no matter how big you are, if you're a president, there's a principality that is behind you. If you are a father, you have a family, there is a master that you report to. You may not be aware. It doesn't change that fact. Somebody said to me, say, my father is a very prayerful person, very prayerful, extremely prayerful. He said, but all his life will remain poor. And he got divorced. But he doesn't play with his prayer. He doesn't cook. He doesn't, if he wants to eat, he'll just go to the neighborhood somewhere in Surule, buy food from those selling, go back, read his Bible, start praying. I told the brother, I said, your problem, your father's problem, is not spirituality, it's knowledge. Prayer will not solve every problem. If you have a bad attitude, you won't get a job. If you have a bad attitude, there's nobody you cannot talk to, because you must say your mind. Nobody will employ you. For those of you that want to get married, after you finish lying to yourself at Mr. Biggs and telling yourself you want to marry, and you tell her that, oh, there's nobody like you, you capture my word, you see. When you are true, send somebody to go to our office. Don't go yourself. Just do a video, record her. See the way she hugs everybody. Full chest too. See the way she dances like an allot. Because it's somebody's birthday. Jesus said, no man. Even the one that is telling you that he's a free thinker as a master. Don't tell. I'm telling you, brothers. And you, sisters. Forget all that rubbish the guy is saying. Show up at his house unexpected. And see the kind of movies he's watching. He likes watching WWF or boxing, and he will stand up like this in front of a large screen. Always watching, but only him laughing and enjoying himself. Run, no. The man go use you do exercise. You did not even show up. I mean, shaka, my Holy Spirit. He just got there. Or see him walking quietly by his computer. Alone in the house, screaming and laughing. Hey. SummerSlam. Yeah. Babe, so how long have you been watching this? He said, ah, thank God we had light today. The last 3 hours, I had to watch. You know, You missed the last edition. You now wanted to watch it. I didn't see you in church on Sunday. I was not feeling fine. You were not feeling fine, but you are okay now. Okay. That one, you will drag him to come to church. Marry peace of mind. You say no. You went to marry biceps. Who those muscles? Who are they for? Those six packs, those punches. Why? Who do you think the punches are for? For this, your fine face. Marry husband, not banker. His job may be that of a banker, but he is husband. Don't marry pastor. Marry husband. His job may be that of a pastor, but ensure that primarily he is what? A husband. Because no man can serve two masters. The moment you marry him, that's your master. Only want to travel, let's travel, but I'm not going. That's it. So you better look well. In their family, they are from one area in North Central, where they pound jam, they can drink palm wine in the middle of the night. And you went to select your husband from there, and you are not ready to pound jam 3 a.m. So some things, God did not say you should not use your head. Look at what you can accept. You want to be a pastor's wife. Can you allow people come and disturb your husband? Huh? If you cannot accept it, tell him, I love you, but I prefer to be your church member, not your wife. So I will be disturbing you. This issue of having two masters is the reason why most people are unable to apply the principle in the previous verse, which says, if your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light. Because whoever lays claim to your soul is responsible for giving you regular revelation and truth. Whoever you submit to, God, that person will be used. The Holy Spirit will have to give you visions, give you dreams, guide you. But if you have two masters, so who is responsible? This is the conflict that comes into the life of every carnal Christian. Please, are you with me? This is the conflict, the problem. Every Christian that wants to behave like an unbeliever. You want to pray, you pray. There are people that pray fervently. When you see them, they go up and down for programs. They pray fervently. Eh? But they still go to herbalists. They want to combine. No man can have two masters. You cannot date Chike and Benga. No man can have two masters. You cannot be a brother and you are targeting Sumisola and Kemi. Now, if one disappoints or they want to put pressure on you, you will marry first. No man can have. The reason why you're always having them in twos is because even your own master is not one, it's two. It's pastor, it's always good to have plan B. No man can have masters. Some of you are laughing, but you know you will still go back tomorrow and repeat the error that has kept you in the past. These are the words of Jesus. So you are not permitted. Give me that scripture again. He said, no man can serve. Can you see that when it comes to the issue of masters, it's not even the question of following, it's the issue of serving. Serving. Jesus said, you are of your father the devil, and the bidding of your father, your master, you will do. He said, for he is the father of all lies. All lies. You cannot. He is the first liar in the universe. He is the embodiment of deception. Every time he tells you the truth, it is because he wants to deceive you. He said, no man can serve two masters. Look at the other indicator he brought in. You will have to hate one or what? Love the other. The issue he is talking about here is that you will be eternally devoted. And that's why many people get married wrongly and they realize that prayer is not enough to fix them again. Prayer is not enough. Actually, prayer cannot be enough all the times. Because there are certain mistakes you make. Prayer alone cannot fix it. He said you will hate one or love. Did you notice he did not say you will accommodate one and then love another one? Because some of us are stuck because we are accommodating the error in our destiny. You keep Chike in the sideline because you know Gwenga can disappoint. And you are 33, you must marry. God will be helping us on our journey. You take this woman to be your beloved wife. I do. But you know in your heart of heart, you never planned to marry Ifunanya. It was Kemisola. But because you did not have money, or for whatever reason, or because you are not romantic, or for whatever reason, the lies, some things can be learned. You throw away a glorious future because of what is now. Meanwhile, this thing can be worked on and improved on in the future. If you marry an introvert, why are you complaining that he doesn't talk? Didn't you know he was an introvert? Meanwhile, some people are praying that their husband should stop talking. Abby, that he should stop talking. Potito.
See, whichever one you choose, you will meet it. Anyone you choose, whether quiet or loud, there's something that comes with the package. So don't envy your neighbor. You see the one God has given you, thank him and move on. See, I wish my husband would just be more lively like you are. Go ask my wife. You can't even talk to me at home. That's what you don't know. That's the part of me who don't know. That at home, I don't talk that way. This one is on the job. So if I see Pastor at home, I will be able to cancel. As I enter my room, my parlor, I'm watching Chinese animation. 32 hours, movie, 32 hours. I don't have your time. Better go back to your village. No man can serve two masters. For he will either have to hate one and love the other, or he will have to devote himself to one and what? Despise the other. Despise. There is an attitude to that word. You are not my type. You are not in my level. Despise. Despise. Not that I cannot marry you, but I still want us to be friends. For what? A man is not capable of being a woman's friend. How many men do you know who are friends with women that are ugly? There's one guy. What's that guy, Joshua? When he scores, where is Joshua? Joey, that guy, when he scores, he will not do like this. Huh? Rashford. If he scores, he will not do like this. Think, Ronu, think. He will now pose like this. Say, we're just friends, it's my bestie, but she's pretty and you're handsome. You think the lady is also accommodating you because she's nice? She's hoping that you become wise and propose quickly. We all want different things. She's my bestie. See, we're Christian. Shut up. No man can be a woman's friend. No man. You can't. When you see those kind of friends, most times it takes like 30 years to you. When your eyes have seen it all, there's nothing to hide again. Those kind of friends, they are old people. Old people that they've been friends for, like husbands, their family friends. You know, you see them, they are gray. Ah, mama, that's what they are friends or best friends. That's talk about old times. You young man, you say she's my bestie, Oga. Go and think about your life. You will not make progress like this. Look at what Jesus said. He said you will love or despise. No, you will be devoted or what? Or you despise. You cannot say you love this person. You now accommodate this person. Say, let's still be friends. No! Because the moment revelation begins to come, you will be confused. You will not know if it's from God or from your idol. The scripture says in the book of Ezekiel, he said, if you seek me, asking for my will, he said, and you have idols in your heart, he said, the Lord said, I will answer you. Shali makosataya. For thus hear the Lord, go left. Meanwhile, you actually want to go left, which means the best way to see God when you come before him, don't hold any side, stay in the middle. If you are planning to go to Ukraine, because there's nobody here now in Nigeria that wants to go to Ukraine. How many of you know Ukraine used to have one of the best medical whatever in Europe? Okay, if the Lord is calling you to Ukraine now, raise your hand. And if you are online, raise your hand. Why is God not calling you again? People are lying and they are using God's name. Say, Pastor, I just feel led. Oga, go. Don't waste my time. How many of you feel called to China? I know maybe one person. China, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are not here. Okay, you feel led that maybe UK, US. Amen, hallelujah. See, even the way you are laughing. Amen, hallelujah. Including myself. The moment you have an appetite for something, it becomes very hard to determine God's will. You will need a lot of caution to be able to determine
what God actually wants you to do, because you already have taste. You've tasted it before. You've developed an appetite for it. Your taste buds are in that direction. If you're always chatting with Chike, and you guys always chat between 10 and 12. Most people who say they cannot pray, they are always tired. Most people here do not sleep before 12 midnight. Yes or yes? You people are always on the phone. And you are, the only reason why you are angry, there's no light, is because you cannot charge your phone. That's your problem, it's not mine. I'm just telling you that whatever we have appetite for, we allocate time to it. Are we together? So before you say, no, that's not me, check your time. Go and check your screen time. See the apps you were on for the last 1 month and see how much time you allocated there. There's no unserious person. I don't want to sound like a difficult person. There's no... Okay. Skip. Do you know that those who are really rich, they don't show off? They wear t-shirt and jeans, wear trainers, go to work. Some of them sometimes just wear a tie, like Bezos. Huh? You think Dangote is bothered about how what he wears? You think he's bothered? He has a refinery to run. Huh? If he hears that fire has engulfed that refinery, do you think he will wear his agbada? There's so much at stake. Many of us are not even dressed for destiny. This issue of devotion, we must address it. Because this is one of the major reasons why a lot of Christians cannot know what God is saying. Our relationship with God is not based on our love for Him. It's based on what God will do for us. And yes, is He willing to bless us? Yes. Do you know how many people I've spoken to in recent times that want to leave their marriages? Some want to kill their spouse. How old is the marriage? 3 years, 4 years. They want to kill their spouse and make it look like an accident. And they are Christians. There is a spirit in the land that has sworn to destroy this generation. But you won't see it. You won't see it. Because as long as you don't have devotion, if you are not devoted to only one, they can't give you, your mind will be playing around with the information that is coming. You won't even know if it's your mind or if it's God. So as simple as what I have said is, this is the main problem. So go and change your songs. So that's one of the first places to start. Go and change your songs to songs of devotion. Because your soul has not learned the language of devotion. You need to use songs. You know, after Moses, and let me begin to round up here. We'll continue second service. When Moses, after giving them the law, he knew they would not remember. So he put the laws into a song for them. So that as you sing the song, you can only... That's why some of you still remember those songs you learned at your primary school, nursery school. But you don't even remember the one you are singing now. But those ones, you sang it every day until it entered your soul. And that is the beckoning to us today. So, in verse 24, there are two items we must consider. On the positive side, two items. Please give me verse 24. The first item there, when he says no man can serve two masters, is that you will have to love one. The first item there, to be able to claim that you have only one master, is that you must only have one true love. Please, I want you to note this. That means from today, every time you come to church, it's because you love Him. Every time you fast, I want to wait on, I want to go on a retreat, I want to pray 3 days. The primary motivation is because of what? You love God. You must say yes to God before you say yes to that man. You must say yes to God before you say yes to that lady. Because the day the boy starts behaving anyhow, you can go back to your master and say, go and talk to your son. Ah. Yes. You can report your husband to God. Go and warn him. Go and warn him. Stressing my life. But it's because God, you have the same master now. If my master is darkness and our own master is light, ah, that's their assignment now, to create confusion. But you know how you, oh Shalibasa, you know how you found this partner. You know how you found this partner. If both of us are vying for this sister, and I use my connection as pastor and I collect the sister from him, eh? Automatically I know there will be problem. Because the day we are quarreling, I didn't know she was very stubborn until we married. 5 years after, she now started showing her true color. And I went to God. God said, ah, but she's not your wife. You have had 6 wives. And even the one you are living with now is not your real wife. You know, sometimes I wish I could see the face of Jesus when he says some of these things. Like, somewhere in mind, I think Jesus must be a bit very comedic. Like, it would just be entering you. Like, oh, you have 6 husbands. You start before the Almighty God. Say, me loco, me loco, me say, say. But, who is Rauf? Say, it's master. And no, he say, who is Eunice? Say, I'm the one, sir. Which number is 08038156? Say, I'm the one, sir. I'm seeing number 6, Rauf Adelabi Street. He said, that's my house, sir. Papa, go deeper. He said, I'm looking at Rolake. He said, that's my mother. I'm looking at Mustafa. Say, that's my father. I said, who is David? Say, that's my son. Halimakuriba. Go deeper. He said, say the man you ask is not your husband. That's the summary of the prophecy. Say, Papa, Major one, the prophetic seer, the general fata. Papa, should I move to another? Papa, this is your daughter. Help her. After all of you finish drinking your pepper water, when you finish drinking that pepper water, you are drinking pepper soup. Eh? You have not helped the woman. You have not helped yourself. It's devotion. So the first indices for you cannot serve two masters is that you must love only one. And believe me, you need the grace of God for that.
Forever all my days I love you. Forever all my days. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God reigns. Hallelujah.
Our God reigns.
Our God reigns. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Our God reigns.
Forever all my days.
Forever all my days. Hallelujah.
Forever all my days. Forever all my days.
Forever all my days. Hallelujah.
Say forever all my days.
Forever all my days. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You must go back and have a look again at your song library. Look for those songs that draw you close to God. That's where the training, because music is an instrument for discipleship for the soul. Go back, look at all your songs. Some of the songs we sing, they are very wild. They don't really help us. They make us wild. Sing those songs that have a message.
You know, it just occurred to me, man of God. 2 days ago, I was just thinking. And it's still really confusing to me. That when Jesus said in the end of this, when the whole world starts before him, and that's where people got the concept of people will line up on the last day. Said, I will say to this one, go, I do not know you. And he will say, ah, master, he said, no. He said, when I was hungry, I thought just to say, when you gave my life to Christ, when you know, it's a bit confusing that God still considers works. That going to heaven may require faith, but who you will be in the kingdom to come requires works. Please, somebody with me. And the first works, when they asked Jesus, what shall we do that we might walk the works of God? And he said, this is the works of God, that you believe on whom the Father has sent. That, oh, every time I read the scriptures, and Jesus says, you cannot have 2 masters. And I say, I believe. I make a decision today to have no master except you. That means I have now believed the works of God, because I believe what he has taught me. When I read Matthew chapters, it is Jesus that is teaching me. When you read Matthew chapters, it is Jesus that is teaching you, Yvonne. And when you receive that teaching, not just as quiet time, but as Jesus teaching you in the morning, that my daughter, you cannot have anybody apart from me. And you say, master, by your grace, then you have believed the works of God. That's what Jesus said. This is the work of God, that you believe. Believe. The first activity to say, I want to love God, is faith. Because it's hard to have feelings for somebody you can't see. So you will declare by faith, I love you with all my heart, with everything, my soul, my being, with all the pain I have had to deal with my divorce, with my separation, with all this sickness and disease, with this disappointment. Lord, I love you and I will serve you till the last day that I live on this earth. When you make that commitment, the heaven beckons and looks at you. Oh, we have someone here. God looks at motive. He looks at the heart. What shall separate me from the love of Christ? Oh, God is looking for devoted men. He's looking for men. Those are the 2 indicators. Before you can say you are serving God, God will look for devotion and love. Forever all my days.